commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
It's a more serious situation than we realize. There are some reports that the propane crisis is going beyond mere supply and demand and may enter a new phase where just getting supplied is impossible. Already, propane distributors are seeing their reserves go low, and they also have to pay the much higher spot price. There are already reports of rationing, where the dealer won't fill up a tank even if the customer can afford it, in the name of being able to bring something to everyone who depends on propane as a source of heat. We'll know the full-blown supply shortages later today when Governor Walker meets with members from the propane industry. Imagine the crisis if someone can't get their tank refilled. There's no way they could stay in their home. The temperature would drop below freezing in a few hours. They'd need to seek shelter with family or friends or community warming centers. After 12 hours or so, their pipes would freeze. That could cause catastrophic damage to a home. And consider that many of the 250,000 people who heat with propane in Wisconsin live in trailers or mobile homes or prefabricated housing. A lot of those dwellings are not insured the same as other houses, and there's no one who can cover a burst pipe out of pocket. Already, some rural schools in Tennessee and Kentucky have closed because they can't get enough propane to heat their buildings. Some suppliers say they can't afford to honor guaranteed contracts. The wholesale cost of propane would put them out of business if their customers paid the price they supposedly locked in at the beginning of the season. And we don't have a strategic reserve of propane like we do for crude oil. And the suggestions so far, things like lifting trucking restrictions to get more supplies into the state, are most likely inadequate. This will be a white-knuckle cold snap for people who have never seen this kind of propane supply problem in their lifetimes.